Tonight on Taggart and Torrance,
we break down Rob Ford and his latest shenanigans.
Our buddies Jay and Dan from Fox Sports 1 stop by.
And we have our favorite segment, Ask Ronnie, my dad, Ron Taggart.
That's coming up on TNT.
Something went on here, something went on there.
Well, hello there.
Hey, welcome to Taggart and Torrance.
We're here.
We are.
This
I'm
is
Jonathan
it.
Torrance.
I'm Jeremy Taggart.
It's good to see you, bud.
It's good to see you.
I'm glad this is finally coming together.
Me too.
First of all, right out of the gate, thanks to the people listening.
Yes.
Because they've obviously shown a keen interest. We have over 2,000 Twitter followers without even having a show yet.
That's pretty cool for
That's
us.
That's really cool. And it's thanks in part to the people listening now that this has come about.
Yes. We are supplying the demand, as
we
it
are.
Were.
We've both been fortunate enough to guest on the Jay and Dan podcast, which was really a nice way to go about hearing from people that they'd like to hear more from us.
Yes.
We're longtime sort of friends and associates.
And we also are Canadian, and we see the strong urge of talking about Canada.
And Canadianity.
And great things that have come and gone through this country.
Yeah. I am excited to be here, not just because it's our first show, but also because I just got back from potentially the worst week of my life. Took my wife and two children, girls, 4 and 2.
On a vacation from hell?
Yeah. We went on a cruise. For legal reasons, I probably can't say the cruise outfit, but suffice to say it's modeled after vermin. Does that help?
Big ears?
Yeah. So we go
little
on this,
pieces of poop.
We go on this floating vermin festival, which first of all, right from the get-go, they announced the names of the families as they're arriving.
Oh, come on.
It's the Wilson family.
This is a primarily kid-friendly thing. This
family
is for,
environment.
This is for kids.
People are applauding as families go. It's the McLeod family. It's the Donovans. And then there's the occasional, it's Dennis.
Oh,
a guy in his mid-40s with a tie with caricatures on it.
And this is the guy that just hangs out by the pool and watches.
So, Dennis, who are you here with? What do you mean?
Oh.
Or couples in their mid-40s there with no children getting their pictures taken with various foam-headed idiots.
What? This is a sect of the population you don't want to know about.
Right. And you know what the worst part is? There's nowhere to go. It's not a cruise. It's a hostage crisis.
Yeah.
Because you're quarantined to this place. Quarantined, in my case, literally,
come on.
After Norwalk virus symptoms kicked in, for me, then for my wife, then our two children were not able to go to any of the activities on the boat because they were potentially contagious.
This sounds like an episode of Locked Up Abroad.
Or a movie, a Harrison Ford movie. Like, imagine your entire family in a rocking elevator for 48 hours and you can't leave.
Did you get to see St. Martin at least?
Through a crack in the curtain.
No.
I wasn't allowed to leave my room.
You're kidding me.
No, it was a vomitron. The only thing they'll do is they'll furnish complimentary room service because you're quarantined to your room. So the last thing you want—
chicken fingers and wieners?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You don't buy the food on this cruise. You just rent it, if you know what I mean.
How come the chicken nuggets are all shaped like boots?
Right. I don't care if the towel is shaped like a manatee. Get me off this godforsaken thing.
How many days?
We spent 7 days and 6 barf-filled nights on this floating weirdatron.
So it's basically like a Fear Factor vacation where you spend money and you just get it for 7 days.
Here's the best part, though. The people on the boat have been trained to, first of all, once they assess your symptoms, say, you didn't get it here, though. You got it in one of the ports of call, or most likely you brought it on the boat with you. That's the first thing they tell you.
No.
The second thing they tell you is you're the only person in the history of water travel who's ever had this airborne illness.
No one else has this here as they're talking to you through the little window.
Yep. So I made sure to shake every single hand of every crew member on the way out, hug them, hold them close, and thank them for
this
a week.
Part of my culture is
remember.
To rub my neck on yours as I say goodbye.
Yeah. And they're all trained to say, you having fun? And if you say no, they say, that's great. They're not listening.
Where's my beer chair?
On the count of three, say the most Canadian thing that comes to mind. Just to be clear, it's 1, 2, 3, go, not 1, 2, 3.
Okay, but me first or you first?
No, we say it at the same time and see if we're even in the same ballpark.
Oh, okay.
One, two.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three, John Candy.
Come on, eh? See, I went with the rural kind of phrase of, come on, eh?
And I went with John Candy.
John Candy, which is more of a thing, which is just pure Canadianity, which is probably better than mine.
Well, and I know we agree on John Candy because in addition to, obviously, SCTV being very Canadian, John Candy was funny and had an enormous heart.
Yes.
And we both like that.
You know what? Funny. He had a motto that he lived by, and I believe it was, I just want people to like me. And
Is that true? Yes,
that's what I've heard, and it makes sense to me because I've yet to hear a bad thing about the guy. And if anybody had anything to do with John Candy, I'm going to ask them a question, what was it like? If it's not from people that worked at the National Golf Club when he used to play there to being in Edmonton and talking to people that remember him actually recording SCTV in the city and seeing him, how nice he was with people, or bands that were on the show. The
Argos folks.
Yes. Always, every single time, Heart of Gold, Heart of Gold, Heart of Gold.
And a friend of mine, Ron Murphy, who's a TV director from Prince Edward Island originally, directed some Trailer Park Boys stuff. Really nice guy. Was John Candy's personal assistant.
Wow.
And by all accounts, Ron's, especially, you spent a lot of time with him, nicest guy you'd ever meet. And the thing I love about John Candy as a student of the craft of comedy is that he has the ability to make you laugh. And then before you know it, he'll suck the tears right out of your head. And you don't even know why.
Yeah.
But he just had this humanity, which I think is a real Canadian trait.
How about at the National on the ninth hole going to the turn? Two sausages, two darts, crush before the 10th tee shot.
So John Daly looks up to John Candy?
Oh, he has to. He has to. What a legend. So how about other big people that are from Toronto?
Can you think of anybody in the news? Bumbleclaat.
I mean, that would be our mayor, Rob Ford, who really has kind of done it this time in a sense. He was in Steak Queen, which is a nice Rexdale haunt back in the day, ranting and raving in a sketchy kind of manner with his buddy, Alessandro Lisi, who's in hot water himself. Not a great idea to be hanging out with him, but he was, and throwing out Jamaican patois, which is the Jamaican Creole slang, I guess, for him trying to fit in with these locals using that kind of language, which I remember in high school to be pretty lame and pretty sad.
Now, I'm not a black person, but I play one on TV as J-Rock. And when Trailer Park Boys was starting, I remember we had this conversation internally where we were worried about the rap community misinterpreting a character like J-Rock and thinking that we were making fun of the rap community. We weren't. Mm-hmm. We were making fun of the white dudes in the Paw, Manitoba with Chevettes and spinners.
Yes.
Saying, yo, what's up, dog? And the great thing that happened was the rap community kind of embraced J-Rock by saying, thank God somebody's making fun of these white dudes. But surprisingly, the white dudes were like, man, thanks for giving us a voice on TV, you know me?
Which is a win-win.
Well, it's an interesting point in our history in that, why do so many white people wish they were black?
I don't know, but it also means ignorance is bliss in a sense. But also when it's your mayor, it's a little bit on the side of this is not cool. I find it to be offensive to try and fit in with an ethnicity by using dialect that they use. When the movies, you see a guy go into a jail cell and he tries something like that, he usually gets beat up pretty fast.
But here's the interesting thing. I was watching the news coverage today, as I'm sure you were, and they're interviewing a bunch of white folks, you know, at the train station and on Queen Street, and they're saying it's so offensive, he shouldn't say that. And then they went into the barbershops in Rexdale, and those people, Jamaican people, were saying, I don't see the big deal. He's just speaking in the language of the streets.
Yeah.
And are we overreacting? Is it our place to?
I see it as a situation if you're in a job and you get three strikes, a chance to try and redeem yourself. And to me, with the crack thing, hanging around with thugs and drug lords, and now saying he's had a come to Jesus moment and he's not going to drink anymore, and here he is drinking and hanging out with people that he probably shouldn't be and talking like a moron in high school. And he's somehow being respected still, and some people in the city are saying that they're going to support him. And in my sense, isn't that just kind of enabling that kind of behavior? And it's just shouldn't be happening, I don't think.
The late night shows obviously are dining out, so to speak, on Rob Ford. They're dining out Steak Queen styles on Rob Ford. I miss the old falling over on the football field, Rob Ford.
Yeah.
I feel like it was really, really funny. Then through all the crack stuff, it went through the valley of not funny.
Yeah.
But with this Bumbleclad stuff, for me, it's climbed Mount Hilarious.
Well,
I'm back on the Rob Ford gravy train, and it's a great place to be.
It has to be, but this, you know, for a person who lives in the GTA, it's just kind of getting a little bit old and a little worrisome.
Well, that's why it's an important distinction, maybe. I live in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
So people in other parts of the country are sometimes looking for reasons to poke fun at Toronto, and this is a great one.
Oh, certainly it is.
Is that the story time chime?
I believe it is, Jonathan.
Jeremy, by my watch, it's story o'clock.
Well, I happen to have a nice story for us. I was at a house party. This was about 10 years ago, I believe, and I was walking to the bathroom, which is what happens when you're at a party. And this was a big house, and there was a lot of doors and people everywhere, just like the movies. And I went and opened the door to the bathroom, and I figured it's a big bathroom. And I close the door, and I look further in the bathroom, and there's six or seven guys with no shirts on who are like massively bicepped, huge, like pump and iron Arnold Schwarzenegger type guys.
Like Carrot Top.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Yes, perfect. All smoking crack.
Come on.
And what they were doing was they were taking the crack pipe and then taking the rip on the crack pipe and then flexing like this. And they'd hold it for like a minute till they're gonna pass out, and they'd all be like, yeah, 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 go. And then I'm like, and the guy would like fall down, and they'd hold him. And then, like, I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
What kind of party was that?
This was the crack room, I guess. But you have to be, you know, 260 pounds and full of steroids.
Like, bro, tie me off and spot me? This is what I always wonder. If you find out that's your bag, that's one thing. But how do you find six bros who live near you that are also into topless crack posing?
There's, like, a Tinder for, like, muscle crackers.
Musclecrackers.org. Was this party on Dixon Road?
Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. I'm all right.
Toolsy?
I'm here.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm here too.
Jeremy?
Yes.
And Jonathan Torrens.
Wow.
Okay, here we are, guys. We're speaking to Jay and Dan from Los Angeles, and we're very excited to have you guys as our first guests on our first podcast.
We're very honored to be the first guest.
Well, thanks for being here, guys. And it's in no small part in thanks to you guys that we actually exist as a new duo. You're like the Podfathers, and you've spawned us. And like a little pod of dolphin podcasts, here we are swimming together, the four of us. The water's warm. Hey, Jay?
It certainly is. I can tell you that my penis and testicles are not shriveled up like normal. In fact, they are loose and flaccid.
And Dan?
A lot of urine in this water. A lot of urine.
Keeping the jellyfish off you, though.
Well, safe to say it's a bird turtler in Toronto, fellas. It's minus 30.
Oh, gross. I got to be honest. It's pretty nice down here, boys. It's about 28 degrees, and Toolsy is tanning in the nude.
Yeah, he is.
Can I at least ask you one thing, fellas? What do you miss most about Canada right now? Even though you're enjoying the sun and all that stuff, what do you miss the most about this tundra?
Toolsy?
What I miss the most?
Yeah.
Canadian time. Canadian time.
With the new points reward system.
I miss Canadian Tire money. I love how it's such a toxic smell.
And now they have the covered bridge chips, which are wonderful chips that are from New Brunswick. I don't know if you guys have tried those.
No, I haven't. They have, like, potato chips there?
They got every flavor. They got ketchup. They got dill pickle. They got barbecue. They're out of control.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, for me, I miss Canadian television. You know, the dulcet tones of Peter Mansbridge. The brash cockiness and self-assuredness of Ben Mulrooney, the facelessness of every new Much Music DJ. It's something I miss greatly. I miss Canadian TV a lot.
You know, LA is unofficially Canada's third largest city. Are people doing that stuff to you that they did when I moved there? Like saying, oh, you're from Canada. You must know Eric in Calgary. It's a cliche, but they actually do that, right?
See, I have not had that happen to me yet, I have to admit. Though I'm fully expecting that to happen. The thing that amazes me most, Jonathan, is that Americans that we've encountered anyway, and the ones we work with, are genuinely nice and curious about us, and not in a condescending way. You know, like our crew members like to play games like, let's see how many provinces we can name.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like really amazing, and they genuinely are interested in it. But then they take it like too far. So like once we told them we had a different Thanksgiving, then all of a sudden they assumed that every holiday was different. So then like when Christmas came, they were like, so what do you guys do for Christmas?
And do you guys have Jesus?
Yeah, is the Lord, you know, is Jesus your Lord and personal Savior as well, or is it just us?
Yeah, but there's two U's in Jesus in Canada.
Right, exactly. But they are an apple tied Boxing Day thing.
Oh, yeah, that's distinctly Canadian, isn't it, and British?
That's right, distinctly Canadian
and
British.
Yeah, they have no idea. They say, what do you mean, December 26th? They're like, yeah, Boxing Day. Yeah, the 26th, I guess. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you know, for a culture so obsessed with retail and spending, you think that they would have taken advantage of our Boxing Day sales ideas and just run with it.
Well, they took Boxing Day and beat us to the punch with African-American Friday.
That's right. I guess they did.
I find that we've adopted more the rage than the actual sales and the you know, savings.
The shopper rage?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, people get really angry when you're in Walmart because you're supposed to. You're supposed to bull rush people just for the, you know, the last eggs for a dollar. Do you find that in Trader Joe's down there, which is, you know, the... where you actually get bull rushed by Richard Moll from Night Court?
Well, no, he would just look at me and say, son, is this you?
Have you noticed the likeness between Jay Onwright and Richard Moll? Has there been a side-by-side of that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, just we've done yesterday. That, yeah. Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done that on the show a few times just yesterday. I know what it was. Our good friend Jerry D sent out a picture of the three of us. Jerry came down to visit, and we hung out with him. He sent a picture of the three of us out, and a bunch of people said, is that Barry and Dan and Richard Moll? Because, you know, the more hair I lose, the more and more I'm going to start looking like a young Dick Moll, until I eventually look like an old Dick Moll or Chadwick Moll.
Dick Moll is a terrible handle for anybody.
And it's getting closer and closer. The older you get, it's true. And actually, people probably think it's like him trying to get more acting gigs by getting plugs.
You know what else happened because of that picture with Jerry D?
What?
Jerry got sucked into the Jay Onwright height vortex, and now he's got a complex about his height.
No. Wow.
Well, I will tell you something that's kind of blondist. You know, we work on the Mr. D television program. Jerry and I were both blonde guys. The network decided a couple of years ago that I should grow my hair long so the people would be able to tell the difference between the two of us, which for my money is blondest because nobody ever said, sorry, which one's Ross and which one's Chandler? They both have dark hair. I can't tell. That's why I look like Ellen or a father of Confederation these days with a tuck behind the ear. So, Jay, I know you get Richard Moll, and I know you get Jim Parsons. Toolsy, who do you get confused for?
I get, you remember the guy from the Ally commercials? Now he's on a Cialis commercial. I get him.
Really?
I say the Stephen and Chris.
Chris Hyneman, yeah.
Chris Hyneman is basically you, like, squared in a sense.
And I, when I was telling my book tour, I ran into Chris Hyneman, and I took a picture with him.
Oh yeah!
Genuinely convinced that I was a huge Chris Hyneman fan, but I
it looked like you put in a touch of gray. It looked like exactly like Toolsy with just brown hair.
Does his Hyneman burst? I know you guys have a big Super Bowl week coming up, and I want to talk about that in a second. But first, how are you doing with the sneaking of the hockey onto American television?
It's going great. Our bosses wanted to make it a key focal point of our show, and they said, we didn't bring you guys down here not to do hockey highlights. So It's been great. And all the regional broadcasters, which Fox has a ton of, has been putting our maybe big fat heads of us, of Jay's ugly face and my even uglier face, and they put them in the crowd. So they've been integrating all of that into their broadcast. It's been actually unbelievable.
I love the fact that you guys are bringing in people like Merrick and Panger and some Canadian faces to do talk about hockey as well. That's amazing.
But we have Chris Chelios as our main hockey analyst.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Chelios the best.
He is.
The best thing is he also is working for the Red Wings. So we were making fun of him at the beginning of the year because he picked Jimmy Howard as one of his top three goalies in the NHL. And then out of the blue, Jimmy Howard gets picked as one of the goalies for the American Olympic team, even though no one thought he should have. So somehow now Chelly feels vindicated for his initial pick at the beginning of the year, which he only picked because he works for the Red Wings and felt.
No conflict of interest there. Speaking of goaltenders, can we talk about Scrivens going to my beloved Oilers?
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Jay?
I think it's wonderful. I really hope. And he's a good Spruce Grove, Alberta boy, just like Grant Fuhr. I mean, how cool is that? He's from the same town as Fuhrzy. So, I mean, I really hope it works out well for him there because, as you know, Jonathan, it has been a bit of a goalie wasteland since, Bill Ranford? No, maybe Curtis Joseph. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a problem there for a long time.
Since Peter Zosky wrote The Game of Our Lives.
Did you hear what the Nashville Predators said about Devin Dubnyk?
No.
They said he learned a lot of bad habits while in Edmonton, so they've got to almost reteach him to stop the puck.
Well, I remember all the NHL players that I ever met just felt that that was probably the best place to play in terms of hanging out and partying and just getting a feel for, like, the city and the actual culture of, like, going out. I remember back in the day, Danny Heatley and Dan Schneider were always, like, talking about how Edmonton is the place to be if you want to hang out.
Well, you're a rock star. You are the king of the city. If you play for the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton, you own the town.
Much like John Candy back in the SCTV days.
That's right, yeah. When John Candy was there, he was living large at the Westin. He was ordering food and booze for the whole cast. And it's a great town. I hope they start winning again, but it looks like they're going to end up with another high draft pick this year. Maybe Eric.
Speaking of
NHLers and the towns they find themselves in, let's talk about Tortsnet for a minute and what's going on in Vancouver. Is he bringing some much-needed fire to that city?
No one cares. I talked to a Canucks fan right now. No one cares about that team. Like, there's no buzz. Before, they packed the bars just to see a regular season game, but that's what winning has got them. They're always in the playoffs, so people just expect it now, and the fan base has just gotten complacent, and they need a high-energy team, in which they thought Tortorella was bringing, but that's not the case, and now everyone just sees that he's a bit of a nut job that he's always been.
So 15 days off, how do you think he's spending his days? Like, what's Torts doing today?
I think he's just sitting in a rocking chair staring at himself in a mirror.
With a white t-shirt and jeans? Maybe kicking the side of the pinball machine or the jukebox for some free tunes?
That's right, the jukebox is right next to him. I think that the whole thing was calculated in a brilliant way by Torts. They had been destroyed 2 games before, or 3 days before, by Anaheim, like 9-1 or whatever it was, and they were in the dumps. And I think he just thought, this is my chance to look like a hero and galvanize the boys behind me. And I think he knew he was going to get suspended, and he thought, screw it, I'm just going to do this, and this is going to make me look like a hero for these boys. And then he apologizes at the end of the game and says, I feel bad about putting them in that position. I thought it was a brilliant move by Torts. I thought it was his best coaching move in a long time.
So to Torts' old stomping grounds, New York, are you guys fired up for the Super Bowl?
I am. I'm a big Seahawks fan. I have been for years. I just can't wait. I think it's going to be balls cold out there, though. Holy man. I don't know if Peyton's going to love that.
Jay mentioned the weather and Peyton Manning. We talked to Donovan McNabb about that because he works on our show with us. And he said, you notice, like, just as the season wears on, let alone the temperature, how Peyton, not as much zip on the ball. I know he's set countless records this year, but he said because of the neck surgery, just doesn't have the strength. And if you add in cold conditions, it just makes it even harder on the guy. So
you just pound chunky soup.
Yeah, exactly. You just have it in water bottles.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for stopping by. And we'll hope to probably speak to you again in the weeks to come as our... We are the Joni Loves Chachi spinoff.
Did Big Al from, you know, from Al's restaurant, you know how he went from Happy Days to Joni Loves Chachi?
Oh, wow.
No, we got Arnold.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnold.
Yeah.
We got stuck with Arnold.
We got Arnold and my dad.
All right. Well, enjoy it, fellas. It's a treat.
Appreciate it, bud. Keep flying the Canadian flag down there.
Okay. Talk to you
soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boys.
Talk soon. Bye.
Jay and Dan. Our Canadian legends.
Canadian legends flying the Canadian flag down in L.A., making us proud.
It's great. And the fact that they're still holding on to it, they still push the Canadianity.
They embrace it, don't they?
They do.
And you get the sense that they feel, by being down there, they're kind of able to, it's like the above-ground railroad. Like they snuck down there in broad daylight, no less, but they haven't become any less Canadian.
Yeah.
It's not like they're suddenly glossy, tan versions of themselves.
Yes.
They're still Jay and Dan, but...
Yes. They're still bringing me on their ridiculously crazy podcast to talk about my dad, which is crazy. And believe it or not, we're going to be talking to my dad coming up here.
Ask Ronnie coming up. Your Twitter questions for Ronnie. Stay tuned.
The dolphins make me cry, cause there's nothing I can do. I've been looking for a girl like you.
We are speaking with Ron Taggart, my dad, and of course our modernly favorite, I guess, new favorite segment of the show, Ask Ronnie. Dad.
Yeah.
We have a few questions again for you. How's things up there? How's it going up there today?
It's improving. It's like, you know, minus 20 degrees, so it's a big improvement.
Balmy.
Yeah.
Shorts weather.
It's shorts weather, yeah.
And apparently the chain broke on the snow thrower, so Jet's coming up there to fix it.
Yeah, he's coming up with a new chain. He found a chain. Good old Jet, he found a chain.
He's going to the beer store. Is he going to grab a couple suds? You guys going to shake it a bit?
I don't think so. No, he won't. No.
Oh.
Hey, where's the snow thrower from? Canadian Tire? Is it a Playmaker?
Where is it? From Canadian Tire? No, it's from somebody's yard. Jet saw it in the yard, eh? Well, you know, he can spot a good deal a mile away.
Oh, man, yeah, that's right. He saw it.
But he changed the motor in it, so like he's done a lot of stuff to it, right?
What brand is it?
It's a Bolin's, 14 Ooh, nice. Horsepower.
Reputable name.
Oh, yeah. They went out of business, 30 years ago?
So getting parts for it's no problem.
You can still get parts for them, yeah. You can still, get parts for them, but it's not. You have to be like a Jet to know where they are, huh?
Mm-hmm. And a Jet meaning the mechanically minded brother. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. He knows how to fix everything.
Hey, Dad.
If it moves, yeah.
We're going to get some questions going here, but I don't know if you remember the fact that Jonathan was also J-Rock on the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah, I remember. So, sure, of course.
So we're going to get J-Rock to ask the questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, Ron, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This first question be from Trish Rhea.
Trish, wow.
No relation to Daya.
Okay.
75% of the women I just polled refer to you as Studley. My main question is, how do you do it, Rossum?
Studley?
That's right.
Is that what you call it? Was that somebody referred to me as Studley?
Tidy's calling you Studley.
We would have to meet, wouldn't we? So I'll give her my number and we get together or something. No, I'm only kidding, of course. But I don't know why, man. Just you either got it or you don't, you know?
And you saying you got it, Ron?
I don't know.
Oh, he's got it. I'd say he got it.
I got something.
Oh, man, that's great.
I'm not bragging about it, but I know I got something there.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's get the next question here.
This one's from a Guri Hogan. And you know what I'm saying? The question is, have you ever killed a man?
Oh, what a question. Have I ever killed? Never, ever. I would never even think of such a thing. You know, I'd hang myself if I did such a thing. What?
you've
I believe in, you know, defending yourself and stuff like that, of course. You know, run is one of the best defenses. Take sprinting lessons. You know, you're out of the neighborhood in 8-9 seconds. The other guy's lying there puffing and puffing trying to chase you. I would never harm a soul. Yeah, if I see something that really bothers me, that really bothers me.
You have to act.
Yeah, I'd come out and say, well, why'd you do that or whatever, you know?
When was the last time something really bothered you?
Oh, it's been a long time. Too long. I've been happy too long. You're living in a country, right, for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So, like, the only thing that pisses me off around here is, like, tractors and this and that. And
no, there's the dad. There is one. Dad, there's the neighbor.
Oh, that, yeah, well, we sorted that out a long time ago, right?
What did he try to do again? He tried to stop you from going in your own driveway.
Well, he was coming in our driveway. We wanted him to get his own driveway.
So what did he do? He put, like, a big, some rocks or something?
No, I did that to him.
Oh, you blocked his driveway.
Right, I blocked his driveway. Actually, Jetson dug it up with a backhoe we had, remember?
Wow.
So okay. We couldn't get a dump truck through there. But we filled it in when we got the papers from the lawyers and stuff.
Nice.
And we sorted it out legally.
I love it, Pops. Hey, let's get another question, J-Rock. Is there another one?
This question is from J-Rock.
J-Rock, right.
What's poppin', Ronnie?
What? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
I can't hear. What did you say?
What's cracking, Ronnie?
What's cracking? Everything's cracking all around. The snow and the branches on the... yeah, what's happening around here? The house is cracked. But here, you know, at night, you know, it's really like, whoa, big bang because of the ice. You know, there's accumulation of ice, you know.
That's
cracking. Whoa, you know. It's like if somebody's creeping around your roof and all. It's like, kind of noises. That's a big noise.
And that's what's cracking with Ronnie Taggart.
And the trees too, man. They're cracking pretty good in this kind of temperature, right? The colder it gets, the more noisy it gets outside. You hear the boom, crack, all over the place.
That's what's cracking.
Cracking trees, man. In the wind.
The trees is cracking.
In this country.
It's cracking.
Good to talk to you, Ronnie.
Yeah, that's hey, great.
Thank you.
As usual.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry, Dad. I'm tearing up here. I really enjoyed that What's Cracking segment and beyond me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to hear, come up and hear that. Maybe I'll make a recording of it and send it in.
That'd be awesome.
Send us in What's Cracking.
I was going to put it on stereo, man. You whoa, I'm be shaking you.
I think we have a new segment on the show. I think What's Cracking should be a weekly thing. And people can send in audio recordings of what's cracking in their neighborhood.
You better do it because it's going to warm up pretty soon. This is the time to record.
Okay. We got to cut the crack here.
Okay, you got to go,
I can't
go,
do
right?
this anymore.
Okay, then. Take care of yourself.
Good to talk to you, Ronnie.
Thanks, Dad.
Love you all, right?
Love you, Dad. See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's my dad.
Ronnie Taggart. What a legend.
He is.
Some Ronographs on the way to
yes.
those who tweeted questions.
Yes, we are going to.
A Vision t-shirt.
We will get, we will reach out to all of you individually and ask your preference, whether that be a Jonavision t-shirt or a Ronograph, which is
now,
signed.
Now, it's not a competition.
No.
Neither of our feelings will be hurt if you want one or the other. Good time to point out, at Taggart and Torrens,
yes.
at Taggart and Torrens
yes.
on the Twitter machine. Keep sending us your questions for Ronnie.
Yep.
You've heard what he's capable of doing.
And you can also email us at taggartandtorrens@gmail.com.
Email is free.
Yes.
Twitter machine is also free.
Yes. So I believe that brings us to the end of the thing, but I do want to mention our friend Dennis, who was on your cruise.
Should we dedicate our first podcast to Dennis?
I think we need to do that.
Here's the funny thing.
What's
as
that?
I'm carrying my, by the way, if you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds after the holidays, go on this mouse cruise.
Vermin cruise.
Yeah, because you will purge every ounce of liquid in your body. As I'm making my way down the gangway, There's Dennis, tanned, wearing a goofy hat. He had the week of his life.
Oh, my.
My family is in Sobeys bags. Yeah. Like, everyone is just a fraction of their former selves. We FedEx ourselves back to Canada. I've never been more glad to see the snow, the maple leaf, the Biebers, the beavers, the everything about Canada. I'm so happy to be home.
That's beautiful. How many times did Dennis get his picture taken with said vermin?
The one that rhymes with icky ouse?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say, if we were there 7 days, I'm going to say eight.
And there was a lineup to the said vermin.
Here's the thing. If you had your picture taken with that mouse 7 times, it's going to look the same. The only thing that's changing is Dennis's t-shirt.
I'm afraid.
Who needs that many pictures of themselves with a foam-headed plushie?
So you're back in Canada.
Back in Canada.
Loving that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about being here? What's your favorite Canadian thing, Jonathan Torrance?
If I had to pick one Canadian thing?
Perhaps we should pick things. Or okay.
What's you want to do a speed round?
Yeah, let's do a speed round.
Okay, who's starting?
I'm starting.
Go.
Meaning asking you.
Okay.
Favorite Canadian TV show?
Hanging In?
Hanging In.
Why did that pop into my
Hanging
head?
Hanging In.
Remember Hanging In with Lally Caddo and Mike, who looked like Cousin Larry from Perfect Strangers?
Holy boats right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hanging In. Okay, my
your turn.
Favorite Canadian food?
Favorite Canadian food has got to be pea meal bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
I had pea meal bacon for lunch. Not kidding.
That's why it's my favorite, because it can come in anytime and you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I thought, a very breakfasty choice for lunch. But it had a bit of bite to it. I really dug it.
Salty pork does
it every
time.
And I even
had
it at a place called Bonjour Brioche, which is French for hello brioche. Great restaurant. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Favorite Canadian?
John Candy. Easy.
See, I was going to say Jeremy Taggart.
Oh!
You blew
that's
it.
That's ridiculous.
You chance to end our first podcast on a high note.
Give me a chance to redeem myself.
Favorite Canadian?
Favorite Canadian?
Yeah.
Me?
No, I'm asking you, yeah.
I just said John Candy.
I know, I was asking you again so you could say Jonathan Torrance the second time around.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to Taggart and Torrance.
Thanks, folks.
We'll see you again next week.
Something went on here. Something went on there.